evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to An Evening from the Second City. Tonight, the scenes that we're going to perform have been worked on by the actors through and by improvisational techniques and then set for the performance. Now, the Second City, of course, refers to Chicago, and one of Chicago's great landmarks is the University of Chicago, a university that certainly had a long line of great chancellors. Perhaps one of the greatest chancellors was Mr. Lawrence Kimpton, because he vowed that he was going to bring football back to the University of Chicago. Well, he did not. And now we'd like to show you perhaps a few reasons why he did not in a scene called Football Comes to the University of Chicago. Raise the flag for old Chicago, show them how we stand.
Excuse me, sir.
La da dee da 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 bum bum. Yes?
Is this Football 202?
Yes, it is. Hello there, come right in.
You must be Dr. Harden.
Oh, no, Coach Harden's my name.
Very pleased to meet you, sir.
Very nice to meet you. What's your name?
Pim, sir.
Pim?
Alejandro Pim.
Mm-hmm. And you want to play football, Pim?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm here to learn.
Well, I'm here to teach you, and what are you studying here at the university?
Music, sir.
Music? Well, looking you over, maybe I can make a fullback out of you. Well, we'll see about that. Have you played much football?
Not in this life, sir, no.
Football 202?
Oh, hello, yes, indeed.
Dr. Harden.
Oh, Coach Harden, I'm afraid.
How do you do, sir? My name is Throckmorton.
Throckmorton, how do you
do? Morton Throckmorton, yes, sir. I'm in theology.
Theology?
Yes, sir.
Well, and you want to play football?
Indeed, I trust I may, sir, yeah.
Well, I think you can, Throckmorton. Yes, indeed. You look to me to be about, I'd say about 195.
Would you really, sir? Mm-hmm.
You weigh about 195?
Oh, I thought you meant my IQ.
I'll make you quarterback, then. Oh, hello there. Getting bigger and bigger here. Yes,
ma'am. Are you hiding Morgenstern?
No, not here. You might try down the hall, but boy, I'd hate to lose you, I must say. Wow.
No, I am Morgenstern.
Oh, you're Morgenstern. I'm sorry about that. It's rather confusing, you know. Very glad to meet you.
Very glad to meet you, Doctor.
Coach.
Dr. Coach.
How do you do?
Morgenstern. My name is Pete.
Sit down, gentlemen. Sit down and relax here.
Thank you. May I ask, Morgenstern, what field are you in?
History of arithmetic.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I trust you gentlemen are here to play football, is that it?
Indeed, we trust we are, sir, yes.
Well, let's get started here. I'd like to go over, first of all, some of the basics with you. As you probably know, football is played on a football field roughly 30 by 100 yards long.
Roughly, sir.
Hmm?
Roughly 30 yards.
Oh, I see what you mean, Morgenstern. My diagram's a little off there. No, on the field, you'll find it's 100 yards long.
Exactly.
Yes.
I can accept that.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. You're going to have to, all right? Now, also, gentlemen, I put some yard lines on the board. I'd like to point out
something
about
this. Excuse me, sir. Do those yard lines bear any reference to the treble and bass clef?
Not in this life, no. No, that, of course, wouldn't be a musical staff. That's a football field. Of course, you wouldn't play here on the blackboard. You play out of doors.
Oh, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's take a hypothetical case, gentlemen. Let's say we have the ball on the 47-yard line.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
Hate to interrupt.
It's all right.
But those things you keep calling lines.
Yard lines, yes.
Yes. If those were really lines, they'd be infinite. Hmm? They'd go all the way out to the end of the universe and make the game very long and tedious.
Well, what do you call them, then?
Those are line segments.
I can accept that, Morgenstern. We have the ball, gentlemen, on the 47-yard line segment here. And you notice I'm putting some circles on the board here.
Yes, sir, I did notice those. Those are not really circles. Those are ellipsoids, but let it pass.
Oh, Dr. Harden, sir. Would I be correct in assuming that these ellipsoids you've drawn represent a group acting in concert for the common good?
Why not? Sure. We're going down the field for a touchdown, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, the ellipsoids have the ball. And they're playing the crosses up above here, you'll notice.
Ah, crosses, sir.
So we'll make them X's, all right? The ellipsoids are playing the X's here.
Oh, I see, sir. And in this particular equation, what do the X's represent?
Well, that's your opponent, the defense. We're using a 6-2-2 here, you know.
Well, I imagine that each X has the same power, though.
No, the tackles are heavier. I'll put little curlicues on them, all right? Yeah. The guards are lighter. Put little dots over there. And the ends are taller, so just stand there.
Sir, look what you've just notated there.
What have I notated? Well,
that's Bacchianus Brasiliaris, number 5, right by the robots.
Oh, no, that's my place.
La, 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 la,
oh, no, 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 stop that. No, no, sit down. No, no. No, no, it's nonsense. Ridiculous, yeah. No, you can't sing those guards like that.
Those are whole notes.
Those are not whole. God, they are whole notes at that. I never noticed that. We've got a whole backfield full of whole notes there. It's ridiculous, isn't it? No, actually, coincidence, really. What that is a naked reverse. You'll notice the ball. Morgenstern, you seem to be grasping this. Tell Pim there what a naked reverse is.
A naked reverse.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine I would be turning around, bare ass.
I must admit, though, that certainly an interesting conception. I never really had thought about that. No, you wear a uniform.
Oh, all right, here we go.
All right, gentlemen, a little football here. Here's a little ball. Will we have a little practice, all right?
Oh, that's not actually round, is it, sir?
No, it's a demi polytetrahedron.
Oh, no, it's not. That's a Spalding. They put that up.
It's a very good ball.
I believe that it's made out of some sort of animal skin.
Very interesting point, Pim. As a matter of fact, gentlemen, the football has had a fascinating history. It used to be made from the skin of a pig. The old pig skin, we call it. Now it's made from the skin of a calf.
Aha! Well, that's understandable, sir.
Yes, I'm sure that Mr. Throckmorton here can tell us why.
Of course I can,
All right, Throckmorton, tell us why.
Why, the Moslems wouldn't be able to touch it, sir.
And, of course, the Jews wouldn't be able to eat it, but that's...
Oh, no! Gentlemen, you don't have to worry about that. We're not playing any of those schools, huh?
Oh? Here we go. Is there some sort of prejudice here?
No prejudice. We just have a very tight schedule. Oh, let's stop this. Now, let's start playing football here. Pim, you're out there. All right, Throckmorton, center here. Here's our center.
Why are you trying to bend me, sir?
Well, you have to bend over to the ball. You remember that?
No, well, if I must, of course.
Yes, you must, all right? Oh, we're going to use a balance line here, gentlemen. We'll have two guards, of course. Left guard, right tackle, left end, and right end. You got all that?
A lot of company here.
Company,
yes.
Sir?
Yes?
Where are the beginnings for those ends?
Right here. Throckmorton's our beginning.
Yeah. Sir, I have a sciatic condition.
Throckmorton,
he is in the center or middle.
That's right. He's our center.
And you can't very well begin in the middle.
Oh, we do. Right
there. You have to have a beginning to go through the middle to get to the end.
Who says so?
Aristotle.
And who did he play for, hmm?
Oh, Alexander the Great, Philip of Macedon, that whole crowd.
St. Thomas Aquinas said the same thing, sir.
Oh, Notre Dame boy. All right, fine. Yeah. We'll make Mr. Morgenstern left beginning, then, all right? Oh, yes, Throckmorton.
Sir,
overlook something there.
Indeed,
remember, you're out on that field, you've got to center that ball.
Yes, sir.
Now, remember, across that line segment from you are seven big, heavy opponents.
Oh, big fat men.
Yeah. Big, vicious men. They want that ball, too, and they're coming across that line segment, they're going to smear you, all right?
Well, surely we can discuss it, sir.
I'll be happy to give them the ball.
No, don't give them the ball. The idea is to keep the ball. Rules of the game.
Oh, rules of the game, of course.
Rules of the game.
Yes, right. Like chess.
Oh? No, it's not like chess, Morgan.
Like Monopoly.
Now, Pam, you're in here. All right, you're out there, Morgan Stern. Now, what you're going to do is you're down, Throckmorton. We'll start to play. You're going to shift in here like this. You got that?
Yes, sir.
You get the ball like this. Come right up here and through, Throckmorton. And get the ball to Morgan Stern. And then you take the ball, Morgan Stern, and go around your own end. All right, here we go.
Oh, sir. About going around my own end.
Yes.
Of course, geometrically, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
But anatomically, you see.
All right, then go around your own beginning. I don't care.
Dr. Harden, sir, there's nothing I'd rather do than center this ball for
you. Go ahead and do it.
I'm afraid I may not be able to, sir. You see, every time I bend over, the blood rushes to my head.
I
have a sinus infection, sir. All eight of them are draining.
Oh, really? Well, try not to drain on the ball, will you, Throckmorton?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Ready, Pam. Signals. Shift. Well, we'll work on that, all right? For now, just cup your hands like this. Put them together like that. You come right up here tight. You put your hands between his legs, you get the ball like that, and you hand it off to Morgan Stern. You got all that? All right, here we go. Ready. Singles. One, two, three. Hi!
What's happening?
Don't stop. You got to go right up in and get that ball. Right off the hike. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Hi! No, don't go like that. Come right up directly and get the ball. Right up.
Well, get the ball.
No, stop that. You can't go around front like that. That tackle will come through there and smear you.
Dr. Harden, I think he's trying to eliminate my function.
That's right. Oh, he's got a job to do here.
Your function was to be smeared by those vicious hands.
Stop that. No. Just come over here. There's no function involved. Just do your job. Now, come right up here. Get the ball right off his hip there and right into the mortgage tree. Now, let's go, Pim. You can do it. Right in there. Drive hard. Right up in there. Singles. One, two, three. Right. Oh, come on. Now, open your eyes. Open your eyes. You can't see the ball if you don't open your eyes.
Hurry, man. I'm draining.
Hurry up. He's draining. No. Turn around. Look at him. Just right up in here. Right up here.
I can't do it. I cannot do it.
You can't do it. Of course you can do it. Why not?
I hardly know him.